Greetings to you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have been meditating all these weeks, all Wednesdays, about the parables that our Lord Jesus spoke directly from his lips. Part of today's meditation, we'll be meditating from Luke 21st chapter, 29 to 33 verses. This is about parable of budding fig tree and other trees. In Egypt, Cairo, one of the museums have one large 10 feet height, 6 feet width, black marble. It's a stone writing from almost 1200 BC before Christ, stone writing by the son of Pharaoh, Ramses II, sun writings on the stone that recently they discovered. It was saying that Israel will be wiped out by the conquering Pharaoh. But we know what all happening in the current world in and around Israel and Jerusalem. So this parable exclusively about the budding fig tree and all other trees, nothing but Gentile nations. Exclusively fig tree here means Israel. We'll first read the scripture portion and then we'll go to the devotion. Then Luke 21st chapter 29 to 33 verses. Then he spoke to them a parable, looking at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourself that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. There is one more parallel scripture portion from Matthew 24, chapter 32, 35. With respect to the same fig tree. Now, 32 verse, 24th chapter of Matthew, 32 verse. Now, learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. We'll have a word of prayer before going into the meditation. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving this blessed time, Lord, to come to your feet and to learn from you, Father. Yes, Father, there are so many truths in the world. We really don't know what is truth, Father. But Father, sanctify us by your truth, Father. Your word is truth, Father. Lord, your word, it is lamp to our feet and light to our path, Father. Help us to embrace your word and treasure in our hearts and live a life that pleasing you and glorify you alone, Father. Thank you, and I ask all these things in the mighty name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So part of today's meditation, we'll be checking what is this fig tree introduction part and little background on Israel, the creation of Israel and scattering of Israel across the globe, restoration and regathering of Israel as nation, and seconding of our Lord Jesus Christ, rapture and glorious return of our Lord with his saints. Introduction, parables, all these, thank you all the brothers for speaking from here and really sharing all the profound truths about kingdom of heaven. Lord Jesus, he touched almost all the subject areas like kingdom of heaven, recognizing it, seeing it and hearing it, and also journey of the lost and prodigal son, and last week about the qualities of disciples, about the responsibilities, parable of the master and slave, love and forgiveness and nature of prayer. We did not touch this part, but in the coming weeks we'll be even meditating on the nature of prayer from various parables, and especially this one is about the eschatology. Eschatology is nothing but it is the theology about the end times, all the future things, future events, end times, all the signs and all. We have a set of parables that Jesus spoke. Normally, most of the times, right, we touch all the parables, but we overlook on these eschatology, that nature parables. The fig tree, what mentioned in Luke 21st chapter and Matthew 24th chapter, it is it symbolizes Israel. But normally, why Jesus, our Lord Jesus, speaking about the fig tree, right? The budding of fig tree here is nothing but normally during the spring tree. This is one of the trees that buds in the last times of the spring. That means we are very close to summer. Fig tree symbolizes Israel nation as per Hosea 9:10 and also Jeremiah 8:13, 24th of Jeremiah 1-18, Micah 7-1, 1-8, 7 first words. Other trees means Gentile nations. All, even the other Gentile nations and Israel, right, they're budding during the springtime, summertime. Dispensation, there is a confusion here about the Israel and church. Some groups, they believe that church is nothing but it is a spiritual Israel and all. But since we know J and Darby, right, dispensation, Israel is different, church is different. The great, the ever told story, we think that Jesus' story is over, but no, it's only done partly, but still, right, the second coming is pending. So the dispensation, how the drama of all this redemption and all handled in the Bible, the program of God, right? It goes in the dispensation schemes. Israel, God deals with Israel separately during the Great Tribulation period. And definitely he redeems, he saves Israel during the Jacob's trouble. Church is completely different. We will not be there. We will get raptured, Lord willing, before the tribulation time. So this is as per J and Darby. Totally this devotion will be based upon the dispensationalism. Hosea 9:10, it says, I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits on the fig tree in its first season, but they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves to that shame. They became an abomination like the thing they loved. Normally, fig trees or any, especially fig trees, they will have, as per the horticulture of fig tree, there will be three crops, one during the springtime or starting of the summer, especially May, June, right? It gives the first fruits and they'll be very sweet and they'll be ripe and it'll be very tasty also. And the second crop, normally it will be in the September to October time. Even they are good figs and they are ripe and very sweet in taste. So this is about the first fruits on the fig tree, about the Old Testament, very beginning, all this Old Testament Father Abraham, Moses, and all, right? They are the first fruits of the fig tree here. That is the first season. Second season also good, but the third crop, that is the last season during the winter, right? Though they are green in color, but unripe and they're not, they are inedible. We cannot eat them. They're not good in taste. And second verse, Jeremiah 24:3, it says, the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, fix the good figs, very good. And the bad, very bad, very bad. Jeremiah 24, 5-8 verses, right? There are two classifications here about the Jews who are wholehearted, they're followers of God. They are, represents good figs. And then there is another sect, rebellious Jews who had rejected God. They are the bad figs here. Totally here, it indicates fig tree is nothing but Israel here. Similarly, during the time of Jesus Christ, our Lord, 2000 years back, most Jews, they could not recognize him and they did not accept him as Messiah. Most Jews, they rejected him and remained dead in their works and they're thinking we are following orthodoxically everything we are following, their legalism, that is, they're following everything in the other people's side, right? They are righteous, but God knows the heart, but really they're not following God's intentions and God's heart. They could not identify who is the true Messiah. They were like green and unripe and unsweetened figs. Today, most Jews can be seen as green figs, while few, the Messianic Jews, there are who believed Jews, even Jews, right, believed Jesus Christ as their personal savior. They are like sweet and ripe figs here. The consequences of rebellion against the God is well illustrated in the third fig tree, the cursed fig tree in Matthew 21st chapter 18-29 verses. Israel and purpose of Israel. First of all, we'll check what is Israel and what is the purpose of Israel in the planet Earth. Jacob wrestling at the Peniel, the place called Penuel in Hebrew. Peniel, place, he literally wrestles with the God. Genesis 38, 27. So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. But you have struggled with God, with men, and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him. From that time onwards, Jacob is no more Jacob. He is known as Israel. This is the result of the fighting, wrestling with God directly. He saw face, I believe, and wrestled with God. And then the result is he got blessings from him. And also his name got renamed to Israel. Israel is indeed a special nation chosen by God to bless all the mankind and to make a name for himself from Abraham, starting from Abraham. Before Abraham, we know Genesis 6 and down, Noah's time, right? How the wickedness, it was prevailing and completely full of wickedness. But Noah, he found grace in the eyes of God and he got rescued. He and his family, three sons and families got rescued. But from after that, right, after the Noah's flood, everything during the Tower of Babel and all, full of wickedness. But our God, right, he calls Abraham and promised him. When he was in the place called Ur, he calls him and he promises him, "I will make you a great nation, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." That is as per Genesis 12, chapter 2, 3. And King David exclaimed in 2 Samuel 7:23, "Who is like your people? Like Israel, the one nation on the earth, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people to make for himself a name, to do for yourself great and awesome deeds for your land. Before your people, whom you redeemed for yourself from Egypt, the nations and their God." It's a calling by the God. That's why they are the special people in the eyes of God. The purpose of Israel is God. We really don't know the big picture of the God, but he intended Israel to prevail and as he blessed Abraham, he made Abraham and his descendants blessing to other Gentile nations. Israel is created for himself. Little background once again on the Israel. We already checked here how Abraham, he was from Ur and called by God. Abraham's wife Sarah bore his sons Isaac. Isaac's wife Rebekah bore Jacob. And then the Jacob's 12 tribes of Israel descendants, right there. The Hebrew Israelites have suffered but prevailed for 3,000 years. The descendants of Abraham formed a nation, Israel, around 1300 before Christ, after the exodus from Egypt to Canaan under the leadership of Moses. In 1004 BC, King David established Jerusalem as the capital of kingdom of Israel, capital of Israel. Everything is fine all those years, right? But all of a sudden, it got disappeared from the map. It was there as Palestine, but very few Jews were there, but there is no nation called Israel. Disappearance of Israel, what make Israel to get disappeared from the map is, so it happened around 922 before Christ. The tribes of Israel, totally they got split into two groups, Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. Southern Kingdom is called House of Judah, embracing Judea and the capital Jerusalem also part of Judea. Northern Kingdom comprising 10 tribes, are called the House of Israel, nothing but simply it's Israel. Both the houses, they rebelled. The main reason is they rebelled against God. Whatever God given them, right, they did not obey. The disobedience and the total rebellion against God. And also, despite all the warnings from the major and minor prophets, they ignored. They did not care them. Despite warnings, right, both houses eventually got removed from the promised land. The house of Israel and the house of Judah had broken God's covenant. Jeremiah 11th chapter 10th verse says, "They have turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers who refused to hear my words, and they have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers." We are studying the book of Isaiah, right? There we see the spiritual adultery and all. It's a pictorial representation how Israel was adultering other gods and all. It's a spiritual adultery. Though it is despite of the warnings and all, they rejected God. That is the result is disappearance of Israel. By first century, all 12 tribes, they got scattered amongst the nations. Here comes the budding of the fig tree, restoration and regathering of Israel as a nation. God, his compassionate, loving God, especially towards Israelites, as per the Deuteronomy 35, the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the furthest parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Then the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. How much they prospered, and all in the coming slides we see how God blessed them and how God made Israel bless into the other nation. He will set up a banner for the nations. This is from Isaiah 11th chapter 12 verse. He will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed Judah from the four corners of the earth. One more verse of prophecy, Ezekiel 36 chapter 23. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. The nation shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God. Israel was to return and seek God after the gospel had been spread to the Gentile nations. Romans 11th chapter is exclusively about the Israel and about the Gentiles, how the gospel got spread to Gentiles through Apostle Paul. He was the Apostle Paul for the Gentiles, and Peter is for the Jews, right? We all know that. But however, 11th chapter, clearly 11:25 says, God has separate plan to redeem all Israelites. The 20th century, nothing but we saw both evangelization of all the nations through all various media channels. And also we saw God's chosen people returning back to Israel. May 14th, 1948, Jewish state, this was born by the agreement, especially as per the Balfour Declaration, especially from the Protestants like Charles Spurgeon and all, maybe based upon their teachings, and they got more motivated, and Arthur Balfour and all, they come up with the declaration, and then they sit with the councils of Jewish and Jewish, and then ultimately they formed Israel on May 14, 1948, irrespective of all sorts of agitations, oppositions. Palestine, it was there, earlier it was known as Palestine, but now 1948, May 14th onwards, one and only Jewish state is born. And then David Ben-Gurion, he was the first prime minister of Israel. And then 1967, we know, 6 days war. It's a very shortest period war when Lebanon, Syria, all the surrounding countries attacked Israel. Within 6 days, they defeated all these neighboring countries, and then they captured the Jerusalem. And then it is still, right, it is occupied territory. Jerusalem, 1967. Aliyah, it is nothing but Hebrew word where the massive migrants of Jews from various parts of the world, they are coming back to Israel after formation of the Israel country, budding of victory, they started coming as part of the Aliyah mission. Coming from all over the world, even from the Italy, Russia, Ukraine, even Ukraine and India, all the Jews, wherever they are there, right, they started coming back to their ancestral country. In 1915, it was just 83,000 Jews in Palestine, nothing but modern Israel. 1915, there was no Israel that time, only 1948, right? In 2021, it started grown up to 80.7 million Jews. It's nothing but almost 87 lakhs. It's exponential growth, 8,000%, amazing increment that is. Mass migration is fulfillment of Bible prophecy, Ezekiel 37:21, then say to them, thus says the Lord God, surely I will take the children of Israel from among the nations, wherever they have gone, and will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land. This is a picture from all the, especially the first one, this is American Jews, they are going back to Israel. So when they reach, right, they're welcoming there. This is one more from the other, I don't know the nation, but I got it from internet. Even they are returning back to Israel. This is the budding of victory here. And then some of the renowned scientists, the mind power, especially if you see the Israelites, how God really blessed them. It shocked me when I was literally doing kind of research on you. I really shocked how much he blessed and how they are very blessed to the whole world. Albert Einstein is a very renowned scientist. If you do not know the Albert Einstein, I don't know what to do. Everybody knows about that. And then Skiller, Professor Skiller, I literally spent almost 4 to 5 hours on this person, Professor Skiller. He is part of now Israel Space Agency. Normally, we operate through remote, right? All the projectors are our TVs and all. He controls the rovers by sitting in the NASA Space Center Mission Flight Control Center and operates the rovers in Mars, planet Mars. So not only he invented some of the algorithms without manually sitting in the flight space control of NASA. He literally, what he did, right, autonomously, like how Tesla, it operates in automobile mode, just by putting some algorithms in some chip embedding and all, right, without operating and without any continuous supervision, he controls from ISC, Israel Space Agency. Amazing, really. I was really shocked to know about the mechatronics behind that. Robotics and all the algorithms and all. And one more software that is called Pegasus. We really don't know how it got installed in our iOS or Android phones, and then automatically it gets uninstalled. When we send our WhatsApp messages, like completely encrypted from end to end, if somebody intercepts and wanted to decrypt it, right, they cannot do it. That Pegasus software is created by Israel NSO group. Still, that is amazing to me. Nobody can decode it and decrypt it. And then everybody knows about Google. It's the most searching engine, most searching and powerful, very search engine. That is by Larry Page and Sergey Brin. And Facebook, this also we use most of the time. For good or bad, right? Everybody use Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg is nothing but Jew. John Combe, co-founder of WhatsApp. We use every day, almost most of the time on our phone, right? We'll use WhatsApp. Sabra Card, CEO and president of Oracle, all the backend operations of Oracle, right? We use Oracle in all IT offices and all. There is nothing but Jew. Pegasus software, I mentioned about this one. And then Michael Dell, Round Rock, Texas. Founder of Dell. Michael Dell is also Jew, Israelite. And then Mossad operations. This is one more amazing thing. Mossad operations is nothing but it. They can spy. They know Israeli spy wing systems. The wing, right, spy wing, they know where and everywhere what is happening in and around the world, that is US or China, such a powerful spy wing system, or the group, right, team they have, the Mossad operations, very much powerful, and nobody knows how they operate. And then we all know about the Rafael's Iron Dome, which covers the Israel territory. If some short-range missile is attacking them, right, immediately it senses it and fights, explodes in the sky itself. That is the brain behind it by Israel only. Iron Dome, and everybody, it's the world's most deployed missile defense system. Everybody started buying it from them. And then agriculture, we know how much powerful they are through drip irrigation and aerial irrigation. Nuclear power, in the latest, just 1948, they formed, within a very short time, right, they became a nuclear-powered nation, Israel. That is unbelievable. And then they found recently all the oil preserves in and around of Israel, and then start supplying the oil. They need not to depend on Gulf countries anymore. And then the most important thing is all about this parable about the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is just a signaling of the fig tree, but especially second coming of Jesus Christ, the appearance of the new shoots on the fig tree, it is nothing but the moment when you see how it is prevailing, how it is flourishing by Israel, you can see that our Lord Jesus is very, his coming is very imminent. It is very, very close. It is at the doors. Lord Jesus saying that his return and the coming of the fullness of the kingdom of God is very near, even at the doors. Luke 21st chapter, he said, look at the fig tree, Israel, and all the trees, Gentile nations. Even if you see Dubai, right, very short period, it got budded. We frequently go and see while going to India, right? We do the times from Dubai only. And Qatar, nobody believes how they spend such a big amount on World Cup soccer. We're all flourishing of the Gentile nations. But however, Israel is the main thing. That is the vertex of the nations. Israel will be the vertex of the nations at the end of this age, the sign of his return. Second coming of Christ, Jesus himself said he would return and his return would be sudden and unexpected. Nobody knows. Matthew 24th chapter, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Therefore, be ready. The Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The angels also verified this. Acts 1st chapter 11th verse. Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Angels also verified his statement, same thing, whatever Jesus spoke and endorsing that. Jesus said, no one knows the day or the hour of his return. Only we can see the birth pangs and also the, all the signs. And there are so many signs mentioned in Luke 21st chapter and also Matthew 24th chapter. But here, especially the one we see at budding of the fig tree, that is the sign of the second coming of Jesus Christ. One of these signs is the regathering and restoration of the people on the land. So, okay, everything is fine. What is there for us means the day of the Lord is coming. So what we supposed to do is as per 1 Thessalonians 5:16, then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. And then I was just checking this. This is a picture. It's not the exact representation. This is a picture from the Mount Transfiguration. I shared this one with some of my friends here. Jesus is speaking with Moses and Elijah on the Mount Transfiguration after he got transformed. This is a glimpse, just a foretaste of his coming glory, of coming kingdom, right? How he's speaking with Moses and Elijah. Even tomorrow when he comes, when we get raptured, we are going to see him face to face and we speak with him face to face. That is a glorious hope we have. That is amazing and very encouraging thing, right? When you see this picture, right, we are going to speak with our Lord and Savior face to face. That is the greatest privilege that we are going to get. So everything is fine. What we are to do, right? We are here on this planet, it means what is our duty? Courtesy is nothing but fearing God and whatever he ordained us to do, all the commandments and statutes to obey and follow all those commandments. That is the whole duty of man. Summary about this parable, fig tree symbolizes Israel. Budding fig tree is Israel restoration, signaling of Christ's return, and also shows the duty of church, nothing but we, all saints. So the rapture also, it is part of the second coming. We will not be there. We will get raptured pre-tribulation before Christ comes on this planet. Tomorrow we are going to come along with him, all his saints going to along with him back to the planet. And we will be there in the millennium. May God bless his word.